Welcome to Folk Box in the Voice of Russia World Service. I'm Svetlana Yakimenko, and this is our weekly feature for all those who love folk music. Today is one of our programs in our immensely long series, Who Lives in Russia? Who, you might ask? A fantastically motley, diverse, multilingual, huge family. Just imagine, almost 100.5 peoples and ethnic groups. We have many million strong peoples and tiny ethnic minorities, just as the people we shall speak of today. They number slightly over 8,000. A unique people, ancient and mysterious. This is indeed a wonderful treasure trove of folklore gems, and they know their heritage to the detail. Their name, Вепси. So, who are Вепси? They're blue-eyed, tow-haired, slender, rather resembling people of the Baltics in appearance. Well, they do belong to the Finno-Ugric group, and they live not so far from the Baltics. What's a 1,000 kilometers by Russian standards? Yet, in their customs and folklore traditions, there's such a motley mix. Take the language, for example. It's not at all Scandinavian, but belongs to the Urals group. Some Siberian and Urals peoples are related to them. No one can rightfully say what age these people are, where they originated from. There exist diverse notions in this respect. We can only say with certainty they settled in the area they now occupy at the beginning of the first millennium AD. And in what a beautiful area they chose to settle, the northwest of Russia, amidst endless woods and glorious lakes like Lake Sanyega and Ladoga. The landscapes around those parts are breathtaking. How could such a people not wax poetic? There is something the Вепси culture has in common with Japanese, the same laconic expressivity. For example, the Вепси mini-legend about the world order. It goes like this. The world is a round island surrounded by silvery seas. The sky above it is like a glass cone. Sun rays fall upon it, and the heavens shine with dazzling stars. It's God's doing. He hammered tiny gold nails into the canvas of the heavens. Vipsi. They say there were once a strong and vast people. In the 10th century, with its endless feuds, the opinion of the Vipsi folk was hugely respected. Vipsi were invariably summoned to join serious military marches. However, they were never by nature aggressive or bellicose. When archaeological digs worked on several hundred Vipsi barrows, they unearthed a gigantic number of fabulous jewelry, decorative items, exquisite utensils of daily life, and only three swords, incidentally made in line with unique technology, self-sharpening ones. Vipsi, as historical chronicles testify, opted for peaceful ways of solving conflicts. They tried to avoid all manner of strife, never provoking the adversary. This seemed to be their life credo. One of the proofs of this, a wonderful Vipsi saying, "A mouse shall never find itself in a sleeping cat's mouth unless it climbs in on its own."
Hanuri ku tämmihitä mättiin, hei juvee ja laulellaan. Laulajan henkisellä otsossaan se alikkon peräne kiiruuttaa. Kun pallo meni vetelle tähli tunti, vituli täältäpä käytäkse humpala humpala. Enkä jää palkeesi, luuli etä haiteri halkeesi. Jonne kun ottaa riipun kaks, töpäkä on vielä kirtoa kielä. Tahti se käy ja huimen maksei varjelle hyvee se jännän tie. Kun jännen kun vetelle tähli tunti, vituli täältäpä käytäkse humpala humpala.
Today we're telling you of the Vipsi, an 8,000 strong people from the northwest of Russia. They populate the following areas: the region of Lakes Onega and Ladoga, since olden times considered a special consecrated zone, and one of the normal professions here was that of witch doctor or shaman. They say that even Russian Tsar Ivan the Terrible visited the local witch doctors for consultations.
Ha ha ha!
These are traces of the past. The Vepsi celebrate the wedding. And all the house, all the items in it, and of course the young couple themselves, have to be fumigated with smoke, which is created only by natural means using flint. An especially prepared pike staff is passed on from one person to the next. Perhaps few remember, but this staff is an implement of witch doctors who used them to work their magic.
Huhtikuussa ne parhaat pojat tukkii joelle astuu, siellä ne saappaat liikoa ja housuja.
The Vepsi seem to have a saying for every one of the most common actions. Say one is forced to settle down in the woods to spend the night. The Vepsi will say, place a token to placate the master of the woods, and then you will not come to any harm. The mist rolls across the lake. The Vepsi say, that's the water spirit, gone a-visiting to his neighbor in the neighboring lake to play cards.
Is good in his
If you've built a new house, they will warn you, if you've placed the house on a path, it does not bode good. Or, you've brought a cat and a cockerel into the house, if the cockerel cries out, it's a good luck sign. And should you smile condescendingly at all this, as if to say, what foolish superstition, the Vipsi shall look at you in surprise, for this has been their lifestyle and traditions for centuries, and they adhere to them staunchly.
Kariginala vardu ottavanjana ottamienomena nazete tuvonon ikkunan korvi vedmyl vadima ottamienomena kera nämä karotti derevano oloista puuloista keräsimme osaase, leti perittiin.
A lot about these people is highly unusual and original. You know how we all tend to look upon a black cat crossing one's path as a sign of bad luck? Well, the Vipsi will correct you and say, it's only bad luck if it's some mottled cat. For some inexplicable reason, their favorite color is blue. They like to paint their furniture this color, and it tends to dominate in their clothes. As for embroidery, the Vipsi tend to embroider using white thread. Incidentally, not only women's clothing, the menfolk have their wedding trousers embroidered too, wide ones with a fringe at the bottom and richly embroidered.
Зорюшка, зоря, да как зорюшка поздно вечерняя рай рано потыкаешь, рано потыкаешь ты заря. Завила, да как сильняя брать цыпого, а дошка си, ох, сильняя погода.
The culinary preferences lean towards pastry and starchy things, while the Vipsi are mostly all slender.
Туру, туру, неха, ладьи, мамой, сие, неха, греша, вера, на стынке, а той шей перча ловали.
Банда, банда, все ты та, той, пей, вон, та, гамелы. Инмя, все ты та, той, пей, вон, та, гамелы. Питкет, пей, вят, пашт, магам. Анда банда, все ты то той, куд мой тага мела. Инмя, все ты то той, куд мой тага мела. Пить кедется кушт мага. Анда банда псетай татойм тяхтян тагамелым. Ин мя сетай татойм тяхтян тагамелым. Питкядет пилькиш тамга. Анда банда псетай татойм пильвен тагамелым. Ин мя сетай татойм пильвен тагамелым. Питкядет пими тамга. Анда банда псетай татойм зорян тагамелым. Мянын-мянын сетей татойм зорян тагамелы. Кудай зоря зориша, сидей нижне сядасы. Кудай зоря зориша, сидей нижне сядасы. Дай ничуке не мя, зори зорян тагамелы.
And so much for the wonderfully interesting people, the Vepsi, in this edition of Folk Box. Thank you. today's edition of Folk Box. Thanks for being with us.